Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweep bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll fulfill some requests for Al Boley, Helen Kane, and Carol Gibbons, and I believe we'll play some songs about believing. I listen to National Public Radio every day in the car on my way to and from work. NPR just began a project in which Americans from various walks of life write about and discuss the core beliefs that guide their daily lives. The series is called This I Believe, and it's based on the 1950s radio program of the same name, which was hosted by Edward R. Murrow. Here's a portion of Murrow's introduction to the show.
Here is Edward R. Murrow.
This I Believe. By that name, we bring you a new series of radio broadcasts presenting the personal philosophies of thoughtful men and women in all walks of life. In this brief time each night, a banker or a butcher, a painter or a social worker, people of all kinds who need have nothing more in common than integrity, a real honesty, will talk out loud about the rules they live by, the things they have found to be the basic values in their lives. We hardly need to be reminded that we are living in an age of confusion. A lot of us have traded in our beliefs for bitterness and cynicism, or for a heavy package of despair, or even a quivering portion of hysteria. Opinions can be picked up cheap in the marketplace, while such commodities as courage and fortitude and faith are in alarmingly short supply. Around us all, now high like a distant thunderhead, now close upon us with the wet, choking intimacy of a London...
So to commemorate both the 1951 and 2005 versions of This I believe I'll play some rapidly rotating records about believing, beginning with Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Billy Hayes and his orchestra recording for Victor on May 16, 1929, with the musical question, Do You Believe? Billy Hayes did double duty as leader and vocalist, and also in the band on guitar was Carson Robison. Before Do You Believe, it was Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra with Scrappy Lambert performing vocally on Make Believe. Make Believe is from the musical Showboat, written by Oscar Hammerstein II and Jerome Kern. That was recorded on January 27, 1928. We began the show with Dan Russo and Ted Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra in 1926 and I Don't Believe It, But Say It Again, written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito. You may see Ted Fiorito's name spelled several different ways, as two separate capitalized words, Fiorito, as a single word with just a capital F, but the definitive spelling is as a single word, but with a capital F and a capital R. For those of you who receive the weekly playlist by email, Fiorito is spelled correctly. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This past week, I had several requests for Al Boley, so here for listeners Ray, Don, and Art is Al Boley.
snuggled on your shoulder, cuddled in your arms, dreaming while I'm dancing, thrilled by all your charms. While the music's playing, I'm in ecstasy. Sweetheart, hear me saying, this is heavenly. Dancing while lights are low, what a grand sensation. Dancing, you ought to know, you're my inspiration. Let me dance forever, dream about your charms, snuggled on your shoulder, cuddled in your arms.
Just a bowl of cherries, don't be so serious, life's too mysterious. You work, you say, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating, it's a berry, the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life, to you were just loaned, so how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all. Thank you.
one vocalist, Al Boley, with three different bands. We just heard Al with the Roy Fox Band, November 5th, 1931, and Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries, written by Ray Henderson and Lou Brown from George White's Scandals. Before that, it was Al with the Savoy Hotel Orpheans and Snuggled on Your Shoulder from May 11th, 1932. Snuggled on Your Shoulder was composed by Carmen Lombardo with the lyric by Joe Young. We began this Al Boley set with Ray Noble and his orchestra, February 16th, 1934, and Midnight, the Stars, and You, written by Jimmy Campbell, Reginald Connolly, and Harry Woods.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Listeners Rob and Sherry sent a nice email this week requesting something by Helen Kane. Helen Kane, the original Boop Boop Badoop girl, was born Helen Schroeder in 1904. She made her stage debut in a Marx Brothers revue and in 1929 signed with Paramount Pictures, where she appeared in the films Sweetie, Nothing But the Truth, Pointed Heels, Dangerous Nan McGrew, Paramount on Parade, Heads Up, Flying High, and Young Men of Manhattan, all within the following 2 years. Helen Kane died in 1966. Well, somewhere in this next set of rapidly rotating records is One by Helen Kane.
But not to me, for there's no doubt it's the way I feel about you. know that I'm indebted, but giving all my love at once would bust me. Though it's quite a task to, it's only right to ask you to take my IOU to show you trust me. IOU, all of my affection, IOU, all of my protection, and it's due to IOU. Let me pay with some love and praises. Let me say lots of pretty phrases. Say, I may say, I love you. Keep me under obligation. You won't have to sue. If my fatal fascination, knowing I owe you. Many firms, they want to give me credit. Make your terms, and we'll soon be wedded if you'll take my IOU.
He says nice things about my charm when I'm unconscious in his
Well, one of those three ladies was the real Helen Kane. If I were playing to tell the truth and I asked, will the real Helen Kane stand up, please? It would be number two. That was Helen Kane recording for Victor on April 12, 1930, and I.O.U. from the film Dangerous Nan McGrew. Dan Hartman wrote the music, and Al Goodhart wrote the words to I.O.U. The set began with Mae Questel, who of course was the cartoon voice of Betty Boop and The Broken Record, written by Cliff Friend, Charlie Tobias, and Boyd Bunch. We finished up with Do I Know What I'm Doing by an unknown Helen Kane sound-alike. I'm the real Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. This past week I received a nice email from listener Don requesting something by Carol Gibbons. Well, here are not one, not two, but three things by Carol Gibbons.
Broadway rhythm, it's got me, everybody dance. Broadway rhythm, it's got me, everybody dance.
Out on the gay white way, in each merry cafe, orchestras play, taking your breath away.
With the Broadway rhythm, it's got me, everybody sing and dance.
Oh,
that Broadway rhythm. That Broadway rhythm.
When I hear that happy beat, feel like dancing down the street to
that Broadway rhythm.
Writhing,
beating
rhythm. Got to dance.
Got to dance.
Got to dance.
Got to dance.
Thank you. the wolf was discreet. He left me my feet, and so I put them down on anything but the label. My perfectly swell romance, never gonna dance, never gonna dance, only gonna love, never gonna dance. Have I a heart that acts like a heart, or is it a crazy drum beating the weird tattoo of the St. Louis blues? Have I two eyes to see your two eyes, or see myself on my toes dancing to radio for Brian Mickey's shows? Oh, I'm left without a penny. The wolf was the sweet. He left me my feet, and so I put them down on anything but the label. The perfectly swell romance, never gonna dance, never gonna dance, only gonna love, never gonna dance. I'll put my shoes on beautiful trees, I'll give my rhythm back to the breeze. My dinner clothes may dine where they please, for all I really want is you. And to Groucho Marx I give my cravat, to Harpo goes my shiny silk hat, to heaven I give a vow to adore you. I'm starting now to be much more positive. That though I'm left without my penny, the wolf was not smart. He left me my heart, and so I'll never go for anything but the label. A perfectly swell romance, never gonna dance, never gonna dance, only gonna love you, never gonna dance.
George Malacrino with Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans, October 8, 1936, and Never Gonna Dance. Before that, we had some pretty impressive xylophone and marimba work there by Rudy Sturita with Carol Gibbons and his boyfriends on Over the Sticks from July 7, 1934. We began this Carol Gibbons set with Ann Lenner and Brian Lawrence performing vocally on Broadway Rhythm, recorded October 28, 1935. Carol Gibbons, by way of request from listener Don.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
At the beginning of the show, I promised another set of Believe songs, and here they are, beginning with one of my favorite records. Here's Claire Maggett.
Thank you. believe in miracles, strange as it may be. I never laughed or sang a song until the day you came along and smiled at me. Love can weave a miracle right before your eyes. The day we met, I seemed to see an angel walk right up to me from out the sky. Yes, baby, some magical power brought us together like this in one magical hour. Strangers were sweethearts in one little kiss. Oh, I believe in miracles. Honestly, I do. No wonder I get lyrical about that certain miracle that gave me you. Yes, baby, you.
We began the second Believe set of songs with the Hi-Hatters and You Can't Believe My Eyes from the first National Picture Footlights and Fools, written by Al Bryan and George W. Meyer. The vocalist on that August 29, 1929 Victor recording was Claire Maget. Next, it was the Scranton Sirens Orchestra and Why Should I Believe in You, recorded in New Orleans, Louisiana by O.K. on January 24, 1925. The Scranton Sirens was formed in 1918 by violinist Billy Lustig and is named for Scranton, Pennsylvania, where the band was formed. In 1919, Jimmy Dorsey joined the band, having split with his brother Tommy when their band, the Wild Canaries, dissolved. But Tommy soon became a member of the Scranton Sirens as well. Next, it was Fats Waller and his rhythm, January 5, 1935, and I Believe in Miracles. We finished up with Don Bester and his orchestra with the vocal by Johnny Russell and You Must Believe Me. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.